Ladies, gentlemen, and all sports fans of Calgary, welcome to your morning show. Sports, life, food, and everything else. This train rarely comes off the rails. We've got big guests, the best insiders, and all the breaking news you need. Boomer in the Morning starts now. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
What's going on, everybody?
What does that sound like on the podcast?
I'm guessing this has got to be on the podcast, doesn't it?
I don't know. So confused. We're doing podcasts at the same time as radio. You see how skilled we are?
The intro song is allowed in the podcast.
They are.
Yeah.
All right.
So they're not just going
to... Then I'm singing.
Do it. Let's go.
I can't hear it. Turn up. Zing.
Very good.
Bit of a delay in there, but I'm kind of impressed.
That's not his fault, though. That's just the technology that we're dealing with.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Given that, what a stunning performance. Scatman.
Oh, I remember the good old days. We'd sit in here and we'd sing and dance and have a hell of a good time. And
rip farts, eat food, drink beer.
Well, some of these things are still happening. What is in your ass today? Like, what's going on?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Holy Dinah.
Is it good?
Oh, dude.
No, it's no good.
It is rough.
Yeah, the IPA, huh?
The hot tub beers last night. That'll do it to you.
Watching the Open.
Heavens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you watch the
tennis? I watched a bit of...
do you watch all tennis or do you watch the Australian Open?
The majors. The majors are on TV. It's the only thing that, is really into in sports. Unless the Flames are in the playoffs, then she's like, wow, that's cool. All right.
How long you guys been together?
Kids are 6, so I'd say 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Like,
so you have about pregnant for 9 months.
What
right?
have you had about 8 or 9 playoff games over those in that span of Flames playoffs?
Boy,
am I lying? I was saying what? How many possible? If she's loving Flames playoff action
by the Ducks that 1 year, and then they got the pump by the Colorados, then they got pumped in the bubble after getting by Shifley in the play-in round. So, yeah, not much.
So I'm not really...
Does your wife like sports, Boom?
Yeah. Not really. No. It's weird because she doesn't, and then it'll be, how come we don't go to, like, what?
I'd like to go to one
I'd like
of those
to go
games.
To a game. What are you talking about? Well, I'd like to go.
It'd be fun.
All right, fine. And you know what old... Dad of the Year over here.
I'm at. Actually, I'm right here.
I'm in my house.
But it's 2022. I mean, I'm out in front.
Really?
There's time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Wow.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's true, but okay.
Had a nice night out planned for the family around the Christmas holidays there. Going to go and see a game. Had tickets secured. We were all pumped up for it. And then COVID. You son of a bitch!
That's
so
the
that
one.
Makes you dad of the year because you thought of something.
No, I had it done. I'd gone to great lengths.
Yeah, I didn't have 4 seats on the glass for Hitman game with for my kids either, Dean.
Well, what's the difference? You sniveled seats out of the station here somehow. And you, by the way, you should not be going into staff draws for sports tickets.
What are you talking about?
You heard me.
No, that's
I'm right
ridiculous.
Here. You're looking
staff draw. I'm staff.
Looking right at you.
Wait, but I don't count as staff.
Can I go on a draw?
When the sports...
If people are waking up earlier than us? What are you talking about?
It's like when the Rocket would win contest tickets. It's like, no, you can't do that.
Well, that was different.
It's for staff that don't have access to these sorts of things.
So I can take my kids to the press box? That's what you're giving the stamp
you
for that?
You couldn't contact Morsey and say, hey, Morsey, I'd love to take my kids to a game. You think he's going to say, gee, Ryan... There's 19,000 seats, but I'm not sure we could spare 4 for you.
Yeah, I'd not have thought of that. I just saw the email. That sounds like a great time.
Well, don't do it.
Put my name in the basket there.
Like yesterday. Mm. Now, you know what? I don't know even know if we could do this, but
uh-oh.
Kind of in the
Are we in the trust tree here?
No, it's the whatever tree.
It's the D.
Yesterday.
D.
Good morning. We have some great tickets for tomorrow night's Flames at the Florida Panthers game. Doing a staff draw. Let me know if you want to be entered. And then people put, these are the people. Look, John Muma. He deserves tickets to go to the Flames game.
Mums.
Big,
yeah.
Tall, deep-voiced.
Yeah, Kyle Lauderdale. Kyle doesn't get... Kyle deserves tickets. Jordan McRae. Cole Fortner. Haley Germain. Eric Dale. These people. Not Ryan Pinder.
Shouldn't be reading these names in the air.
What? What? They deserve tickets, not you.
Do we cut this out of the podcast?
Whatever.
I think you deserve it too, Pinder.
Thank you, Rhett. I appreciate that.
I don't know why Dean's trying to stick it to you. I'm all about free.
So. I know you are. Trust me, I know you are.
Ah, it's just free from pile A or free from pile B. You got a big problem with me going free from pile A when I could go free from pile B. I don't really get it.
When you're taking from pile A, somebody else would have enjoyed those pile A tickets, is what I'm saying.
Don't ask for favors unless you have to, Pinder.
Don't ask for
back to haunt you.
Unless you have to, that'll come back to haunt you. Okay, got it.
I'm serious.
I've seriously got it. Mm-hmm. Do you have any favor regrets that you'd like to tell us about? Maybe a favor that you didn't need that's come back to haunt
you? I'm not big on asking for stuff. It's the people that I know that aren't afraid to ask me to ask for stuff. There's a lot of that in my family.
But you know what else?
Friends. Hey, why don't you ask someone that you know to give me something?
But in fairness, you're the same guy. You ask us, hey, do we have any free things to this? Do we have any free things? What's the free code for this? Do we have the free stuff for this? So you'll ask us...
I'll ask you for the code knowing that we have it. It's been presented to us and given to us. I don't ask, hey, can you go track down some free stuff for me?
Hey, who's the guy that works at the boat store there? What's his name? Who's the guy that...
phone number?
Yeah, you got a phone number,
Greg,
for the guy over at the lumber
yard? I didn't have a phone number. I think that's different. Again, details.
All
details.
Right. All right. Anyway.
Don't be asked for favors. It might come back to haunt you.
That's right. That's what we're learning. That is what we're
Dean might
here.
Bring it up on air. That's what I'm learning.
That's right, Kyle Lauderdale.
He'll throw you under the bus.
That's right. So,
yeah. Grant Leatherdale.
Hey, that's Riley, right. Don't you ever ask
for
something.
How's your pillows,
for free.
Dean?
That was something completely different.
Oh, see. I see.
Are these the pillows that you stole, Rhett, or is this free something else we're talking about?
I didn't get to keep those.
Well, you stole them.
Yeah, because you took them.
I did say you stole them. I didn't say you kept them. I said you stole them.
So I gave back used pillows. I hope the people that got them really appreciate it.
Gross. You were asked multiple times
full
to return
of drool
them.
And head lice. Disgusting. It's disgusting.
Better than asking a favor, you just steal.
Is it good that, but like the shoveler loves sports.
Yeah, yeah.
So is that good? Because now she likes to attend them. Like when I'm talking about going to watch the Bills play the Titans in Nashville in the AFC Championship game, I'm going to have a hard time pulling that off.
Nashville,
without my life
huh?
partner.
Without her wanting to go, yeah.
I guess you got
to
start drawing some lines. Are you okay with her being a fan with you, the Bills? And then if you're something else, like maybe you want to come to Seattle with me to go watch the Blue Jays and drink a thousand beers.
I do want to go to Seattle. I want to take. Yeah.
Not her zone.
Could you get me some tickets?
Yeah, I'll just call my people that I know that have free Blue Jays tickets in Seattle.
Well, we know where's Sportsnet.
We should do this show from Seattle.
Yeah, why not?
If there's a baseball season.
Yeah, if there's a radio station and a baseball season, we should combine those two things and put them together.
Likelihood of, well,
labor issues.
Yeah. Anyway. So are you going to, now here's the thing. The Titans are going to have to beat the Bengals and the Bills are going to have to beat the Chiefs. And you're all, that's
guaranteed
all going to
win nights.
Is it? Home teams? Oh. Home teams.
Home teams.
Home teams.
Home teams. Nobody's more at home than Rhett and the Bills Mafia in Nashville.
Yeah, home teams.
If they could just get there.
What happened last night at SoFi Stadium?
Oh, I wasn't watching this closely. I was curling and I looked up, and every time I looked up, it was another touchdown or another red zone possession for the home team. And I'm thinking, damn it!
I was wrapping up the evening meal with my loved ones, and it was on the television. I looked up, 6:15, that's right. Oh. Even though 7 o'clock in the radio, so good thing I have a TV, or I'd miss.
Gather round, children.
Yeah.
Gather round.
They were not interested.
What?
No.
What kind of parenting have you done?
Well, they're not really in that spot. The oldest had something else he was leaving, and the other one, I don't know. There's so many of them. Who can keep track? Anyway, even my wife at one point, who, again, we've established, not a huge...
No.
But it was, oh, there's another one. Because there was the interception mm-hmm. when it's, don't, whatever you do, don't take a safety. Well, except throw for a pick. So, anyway,
yeah, I guess
and
that's
then,
worse than a safety.
And then after the tip off of Connor's hands and into the defender, even my wife's like, ooh, that's another one. Yeah, that's another one, babe. It was a mismatch of epic proportions last night.
A mismatch or a mishmash?
Oh my God. Like what did Arizona know ones. They were playing yesterday? Or
no, they had the time. They, you know what it was? It was Steinberg. It screwed them because they didn't know what time they were supposed to start.
7 o'clock kickoff, they'd have been ready.
After seven.
Yes.
Were they?
Well, if they'd have started at 7, maybe they were ready. Because they were not ready for 6:15.
Mm.
What a debacle. And again, 34-11, flattering to the Cards.
Yeah. It was 28-0, and one of the young men came
zip.
In.
And Odell had more passing yards than Kyler Murray.
Daddy, this is the biggest score I've ever seen with 5 minutes left in the third quarter. How do you even get to 28? Blown away.
It's a lot, but
just,
yeah.
I'm like, well, how much is it?
Very astute, and, yeah.
Okay, 7 plus 7, 14, 7 plus 7. There you go.
Is your kid doing your prep for you?
So,
I saw that on your, how do you get to a 28-0 lead? I saw it on your notes there. Yeah. Well done.
Wait for it.
Holy cow. What a, again, so super wild card weekend. We loved it. We love super wild card
weekend.
Did we?
I know you loved it.
But
four of the games were snoozers.
Holy cow. It was, there were some teams that either shouldn't have been there or were completely outclassed for whatever reason.
Yeah. Two good games.
Is Dallas going to make sweeping changes? The Cowboys, are they going to stand for this? Is Mike McCarthy going to go? What are they going to do? The Raiders, they lose. Mayock is out. Are they keeping the coach? Are they bringing in whatever? There's some real thought now with Cliff Kingsbury, who has had very good teams in the regular season.
Cliffy?
But as the season wears on and then you get to the playoffs, it's like, yeah, we've got some film on the Cards. We kind of know what they're doing. And then collapse because what did we see here? They lost 5 of their last 6 and 10 of their last 12 after starting 7-0.
Yeah, they're a good start. That's what everyone was thinking about when they saw that line. You're like, you're going to give that team 3.5 points? That team that looked like they were going to sew up the bye in the NFC at one point? That team that everyone was chasing? That team that lost their star wide receiver and quarterback and kept winning with Colt McCoy? That team's going to get points? The problem is that team hadn't been seen in months.
This quarterback that's through the first 10 weeks could be MVP, Kyler Murray. This team, look at, got the defense. They've got a run game. Kyler does what he does. They've got it all. Ticking all the boxes.
It's his third year there, Kingsbury, by the way.
Yeah.
Don't know if you said that. I was researching it.
No, but it's...
Because that's not
that's what
a huge
they're starting
runway,
to...
and they were brutal before... Like, dare you throw out the baby with the bath on it?
I would be more scared that, well, whatever, it's one game, I guess.
They just didn't look the same without the wide receiver.
Your quarterback didn't have any poise back there, did
No!
He?
That Rams D looks scary, and it hasn't at times this year, but when Donald's getting pressure and you've got Von Miller running through and Ramsey taking people's heads off and...
All of their best players showed up
All the big-name guys, yeah.
They all had an impact.
Mm-hmm.
Odell, touchdown, threw for a 40-yard pass, made some big plays. Cam Akers comes back in, makes some big plays. They look different with him there.
Yep.
Far more dynamic.
They did that 3-game skid mid-season, too. They came back after that and sort of refocused on running the ball. Like, yes, you have lots of shiny toys, but you got to be able to win in the trenches. And at that little spell where they didn't win a lot of games, they'd gotten away from that. It's important to that offense. You can't have Stafford just heaving it 40 times and not run the ball. They're way better when they can actually run for first downs, too. And that's describing every football team. That's not genius brain, but still. Balance,
no, but,
right?
But you know what this was? This was they're trying to build a pseudo-super team. You bring in Odell and Von Miller and you... I mean, Stafford, it's his first playoff win, but still, you have a lot of sexy names.
Better than Goff.
Better than Goff. Stupid Stafford. You want to hear my same game parlay from last night?
Oh, boy.
I got screwed In back-to-back games on same game parlays. Standby, as I call it up here from my handy dandy betting app. Please, and if you do, please bet responsibly. Here we go.
You want me to do the music?
It's the last night, same game parlay. Now, have you ever done these? Have you gone in? Because you start and you can build it. You build your ticket. They give you a whole, there's a whole bunch of different options there, and it's all the basically prop bets. It's like, okay, ding, 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 ding. And every time you add one,
Don't parlay, because parlays is how you lose money.
Cooper Kupp to score a touchdown in the match.
How'd that go?
Check. James Conner to score a touchdown in the match.
How'd that go?
Check. Cooper Kupp under 107.5 receiving yards. Felt high. 107. Took the under. Yeah.
Check.
Matt Stafford, over 0.5 interceptions in the match.
Oh, yeah.
Zero picks.
Oh, Stafford.
So just the parlay means you got to hit them all for people that are.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you just keep adding. Okay,
now, if you'd made all four of those bets independently, how much money would you have made?
Not a lot.
These are all probably 50-50-ish, right?
Like, well, it depends on how much you're putting down, I guess.
Right. So rather than one bet where four things need to happen, if you made four different bets, you'd be out ahead.
Marginally. Yeah.
Anyway,
you'd have won three of the four bets. Story? But you got screwed.
Sewered because Matt Stafford didn't throw a pick?
All I needed was Stafford just to throw a pick. And then on Sunday night, I had another 3-for-4. What the heck did I have in that game? It was Deontay Johnson under X number of receiving yards, and that happened. And it was spread for the Chiefs and hit that. And
Travis Kelce over a billion yards.
You know what it was? It was Travis Kelce touchdown.
Oh, yeah. You got that in the half.
Hill touchdown. Kelce over 5.5 receptions. He had 107 yards, threw for a touchdown.
Yeah, he did.
5 catches.
Just needed half more.
I needed a half of a catch.
Just half a catch.
So I'm a half a catch and a half a pick away from having about 5 hundo in the account. But instead, it is what it is. But either way, I don't know. We can talk to JLC, you can talk to NFL people. I don't know. You don't react today to what you saw, but that can't sit well for the Arizona Cardinals.
It wasn't close, just
that you lost, but you didn't look prepared. The other team looked completely, absolutely went to school on you. And not just, they went four consecutive 3-and-outs. Then the pick 6. Then a pick, and then the half.
I think I saw somewhere in the second half it was showing their first down.
Yeah, they got their first down.
That was not how you want to draw things out. I think it was 9 first downs to the Rams, and they'd had like 21 points up on the board and at least. And it was like, oh, and there's the Cardinals' first down.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Like, truly, when Odell threw that pass to Akers, that was in the third quarter and had more passing yards than Kyler Murray.
Oh, dear.
They looked awful.
Well, Murray was under pressure all night. Like, that's... I don't care who's coaching, who's a quarterback. If you can't give your quarterback time to set his feet, it's going to be a long day.
Overwhelmed from start to finish. And I still don't feel like I'm any closer to having a ton of confidence or feeling like I know now what the Rams are able to do next week.
Well, and they get Tampa, who are kind of... When they're healthy, we know what they are, but I don't think anyone was like, wow, look what they did against the Eagles. They did what everyone expected them to do, throttle the Eagles, who are awful.
Yeah.
So it's not like we've learned a lot about Tampa.
And that's why I asked Lack and
Ford. But they're missing
yesterday.
Some weapons, right?
So what do you really know about them? So you went and you thumped the Eagles, and you've got Tom Brady. Okay. Gronk gets touchdowns in the playoffs because Brady likes throwing to Gronk in the playoffs. All right. But where are you? Do we know, are they getting any relief back in terms of injuries?
They're not getting Godwin back. He's done for the year.
Leonard Fournette didn't play.
Sounds like he could be good to go.
I think the Rams look good.
The Rams do look good, but It's
I got lots of pieces, boys. Play like that? Come on, get behind the Rams.
LA. I don't mind the Rams on the road. I want to see the spread here. Like, how many points are they giving to
the Super Bowl in LA?
The Super Bowl is in LA. Yes, they got LA Snoop Dogg and everyone else that's famous in LA.
Wicked.
Singing
My
at the same
wants
time.
To go. He wants to see Snoop.
Sure. Snoop Dogg. The Buccaneers are 3-point favorites.
Yeah. Okay. So I'd take those points just at first glance.
Rams plus 3 in Tampa. The Saturday games, Cincinnati is in Tennessee. Titans minus 3.
That was 3.5, yeah, last night too, so that's moving.
Biggest okay. spread has the Packers at home to the Niners. Green Bay minus 5.5.
Yeah.
And then the Buffalo Bills heading into Arrowhead. Chiefs.
Arrowhead.
Minus 2.5. So who knows, man?
Well, I do.
Home teams, right, this week? Kansas City, Tampa Bay, Green Bay, Tennessee?
I think I went 6-0 over the weekend. It was pretty deadly. Mm.
Did you have the Cowboys, or did you have
deadly.
The...
You love Dak, the Dak attack.
Yeah. Remember did the I? Dak attack? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, 5-1, sorry.
Still good. You can take
pretty
that
good,
money
buddy.
To the bank. They'll
nope,
take it
pretty
from
good.
You. Yeah.
How are you feeling about your Bills? Because
really
all of a sudden people are, hey, this could be the
I
team
like
to
their
beat.
Matchup.
This could be the team to beat right here.
I like their matchup. I think they can go to Arrowhead. Well, they've done it before.
It's got to be the recipe for the best game out there. Like, yes. We could get frozen tundra at Lambeau, and that could be fun. And I looked at the forecast. It looks like about minus 10 and snow potentially on Saturday, which is going to make for good TV. But if there's one game you want to sit down and make sure everything's ready, don't get busy here. That would be 4:30 on Sunday for the Bills and the Chiefs.
That's a perfect time for Rhett. Late.
Are we getting together?
No.
Mm-mm. Why? See, now that was way too quick of a response. You didn't even
it's
give it any
thought.
It's the
Bills. He's got to watch with the Shovel Arena. Come on, now.
Chance.
Why
the
can't?
Shoveler does, she does these dance moves when they score. I can't have you guys over. It gets weird.
No, I do want to come over.
So what time? So what time's too? What time's too early? Like,
dance moves. What are you talking about?
Some lemon gin. Bring what can we put? I'll put it in my boot. I'll bring some food. I'll bring my
workout streaker.
I'll bring my buffalo chicken dip.
Ooh,
with some.
You're invited.
I'll bring some buffalo chicken dip and a baguette to
How
dip
many people
in
can I have over?
I don't know.
Guys...
Hey, Riley, can you call Fauci and find out how many people could go to Rhett's place on Sunday? That'd be great. Yeah, I don't know.
Should we bring Rhett his case of beers here?
Yeah, you should bring me everything that's down there.
No, it's not.
How'd that whiskey go? You have a nice little splash into that?
I haven't got into it yet because I had to... I can't talk about it on here.
No, sure no, you can. Come on, yeah. What?
I had some brown liquor over the Christmas break.
Did you?
It didn't go well.
Need a little time apart, you and brown liquor?
Yeah.
You take a few weeks?
Yeah.
The older I get, the more of a relationship I find I'm having with the brown liquor.
Oh, I love it.
I'm telling you that.
That's the people that don't join me on it.
Really? Mm-hmm. Did you make an arse of yourself?
I sure did, Dean. I woke up by myself in a different bed.
I told somebody that you were very good at having people over, getting into the brown liquor, and then going to bed whenever you needed to go to bed, and people could just, whenever you're ready to leave, just go, but I'm going to bed. You don't have that guilt as a host. Oh, man, I got to stay up. How long are they going to stay? You don't care.
No. If you're having fun, go ahead.
Go ahead. And again, it's just over. A nice little shout out to the Eau Claire Distillery. The brown whiskey that we're talking about was the Rupert's Exceptional Canadian Whiskey. It is delicious.
Exceptional.
Sweetness, a hint of red fruits, chocolate, nutmeg. Continues to a dried fruit and a slightly nutty finish.
You're welcome, guys.
So good. So what time's kickoff?
4:30.
4:30?
Four. Well, we could get after it. Who's the early game?
Rams Bucks.
Ooh, Sunday.
That's
Sunday.
A nice day.
Hey?
That's a nice day right there, Dino.
All right.
And plus 14, I'll make ribs.
Wow.
And the 4:30 kickoff means it's not late. We can get home, pass out, still be up for a mediocre performance the next morning on the radio.
It's tough, but we'll find a way.
Hey?
Mickey Yoder.
Look at this. Just as I'm sifting around on the old interwebs, the Super Bowl is actually this Sunday in Kansas City.
Is this some eating competition?
No. They feel this is the game.
Oh,
regardless
really?
Of what happens moving forward, this is going to be, because, man, this is going to be a fun one, it says here right now. All due respect to Tennessee and Green Bay fans, but this, the two AFC powers. You buying it?
It's going to be a good game.
The game.
It's going to be a great game, but it doesn't mean we won't have great conference finals and a Super Bowl. Sorry.
Ryan is not going to play along with this.
That's fine.
It's a horrible narrative.
So let him stay at home, grumpy.
Oh, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to like the game. I'm not going to call it the Super Bowl. And, oh,
okay.
You know,
sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean to offend you.
It'll be better than the Super Bowl.
Kind of a fan website, isn't it?
Boring.
I don't know. Some are regret. It looked like it was going to be really boring when Atlanta was up 28-3 on the Patriots at the
about
house.
That.
Remember that?
Did we go somewhere together?
We
I was out in Martin Loop
for that one.
For that one. Mm. I made a bunch of money that day.
Really?
I doubled down on Tampa Bay. Or it wasn't New England.
Yeah,
it was halftime when they were down.
That's impressive. Wow.
I was hammered on brown liquor.
Yeah. Right.
That's generally how that goes.
Don't need a break after that.
All right, well, Pinder can stay at home.
Why, he doesn't go. Dean, what are you talking about? He's a highfalutin dude. What, he's going to leave that little area of town where he's a god?
No, that's right. He'd have to
cross. I got to cross, go south of Glenmore Trail?
He'd come over and rip in some sort of a dig. I haven't been to Okotoks in a long time. It's great to be here. He'd have something
How's
like that.
How's the weather down there?
I'd be happy to come down and skate on your lake. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
No, it's too hot. It's all melty.
Dude, did you see what happened last night?
It's
Are you
chilly.
Crazy? It was like down to minus 15.
Well, they had it closed yesterday. I kicked the kids out of the house.
Well, I know. So it melted yesterday and freezing overnight. It's going to be great today.
All right. I'm out there. Let's go play. All you right. guys want to play this afternoon?
I'm in. I love coming down to that neighborhood that I don't make fun of.
Nice drive.
I can't believe you guys live down there. Why would you buy? Why would you spend that kind of money on houses down there? What do you guys?
I don't know what you spend on houses. I've never said that. Hmm. I did wonder why Rhett left the old house that he had. That's what I always
asked.
Going to
make
about.
A whole bunch of money. That's why. Well, we didn't really have a clear direction that the new studio was going to be downtown, did we?
Who was your realtor?
Big Bills fan. I don't know.
And your backyard was the size of a postage stamp.
It has been nice for my kids, and they're not hanging out with all those snot-nosed bratty kids that have everything. At the country club. Let's go to the club. I'll meet you at the club.
What are your kids missing that is toughening them up?
I was going
to
say, I've been to
how are the calluses there?
I've been to your backyard. They're really roughing it.
Yep, filet mignon, you suck it up.
Barely
get jerks, no oysters tonight.
They will only, and you know what else? Sushi grade salmon, please. None of that.
No.
Well, I think you've made your part.
Farm raised Atlantic.
You know what it is? It's $2 steaks and potatoes. That's it. It's all you get down there.
The shoveler, sorry, we probably got a break,
I
don't care.
Yeah, I don't either.
First time ever in her life, Sunday, boiled potatoes. She'd never eaten a boiled potato. Mashed potatoes, which are boiled.
Which are boiled, yeah. Yeah.
But just to boil a potato and put it on the plate?
Just to boil it.
Is that right?
And I said to her, I said, my grandpa, and you're probably the same. I don't know about your family, Pinder. You were less farmers. But my grandpa, I would bet, ate boiled potatoes. So it would be a structure. Either. Breakfast is at like 7, lunch is made, and that's at noon, and then dinner's at 5:30 on the table. So out of 7 times 3 meals, what's that, 21? Out of his 21 meals, I'll bet you 18 of them had boiled potatoes in a week.
Well, I think I told you guys this last, my father-in-law, God love him, had potatoes so often, like you say, every meal. It was
every.
Hash browns. There was every meal seemed to find potatoes because you could grow them for 100 pound bags for a dollar in your backyard.
Jeez.
Once he moved out of home and was able to kind of make his own food and decide for himself as an adult what he was going to eat, he would never have potatoes again. He would come to visit. Don't make potatoes. Noodles, rice, bread, whatever. Yes. No potatoes. Yeah. And so you try. How about roasted potatoes? What do we feed? Maybe
nope.
Friend. No, no, no.
Don't do potatoes anymore, Dean. You know that.
How about some rice?
My quota is filled.
Yeah, I've done. I've had enough for my life.
I've made it, guys. I don't do potatoes anymore.
Yeah.
Grandpa thought he'd hopped on a ocean flight and crossed the oceans when he had rice. Like, he thought it was like, whoa.
This exotic is, stuff.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
Stepping out. White Woo! Boiled rice, but let me tell you.
We are living.
Yeah. But, you know what?
This is good stuff, this rice. I like that.
But what's your boy's favorite meal?
My boy's?
Yeah. Mashed potatoes gravy.
Yeah. With steak now.
Nice.
And it is fillets, by the way.
Okay.
And a nice red wine.
Maybe a little gravy on there.
What do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a hockey player. I want to be a fireman. I'm going to be a sommelier. His palate is really, really impressive for a 15-year-old, Red.
He's not 15.
How old is
Teenager.
He?
Teenager.
How old is he?
Just turned
13?
Into a teen.
Really? Holy smoke. Mm-hmm. Well.
I was actually going to take a video of the eating last night. It was disgusting.
Really?
But you would have appreciated it because you've got idiots of your own just smashing food. Just...
Well... Remember
elbows
last week?
Up, yeah. Out of the way.
Remember last week, I asked the question rhetorically, I guess. How many chicken thighs do you need to make? And we decided I was not making near enough chicken thighs. I took half. So I went from cutting the family pack, the club size thing, into threes. I cut it in half. I think I made 10 or 12 chicken thighs for four people last night. Not enough. Like one of the people in my house didn't even have any. The other person had one, and still, Dad, like, what am I going to take for lunch tomorrow? Well, I don't. Are they all gone? I need another job just to keep chicken thighs
well,
on my
and
table.
It's good that the prices of food.
Yeah, it's really coming.
You need a coop. That's what you need.
Because you can do that here, can't you? Raise chickens in your backyard.
I don't know the rules.
They're I think
disgusting.
You can.
Yeah, you can, but it's gross.
Get some cackleberries. Oh, come on. Delicious.
No.
No?
They're gross.
Chickens or eggs? And which came first?
They're both delicious, all but right. They're gross to... Get lost.
A buddy of mine, when I was growing up, they were not very well off. But one of the things that they would do is they had chickens. But they didn't really have your traditional farmyard. It was more just kind of like a yard. And you'd wheel in there, and you just find some random chicken heads laying around in the yard.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mom's out back with the axe, blood everywhere. Oh, hey, Ricky, your friend is here. Headless chicken in one hand, axe in the other. It's okay.
Good to see you. How are you, Dino?
I'm going
to
go.
Have you ever done that, Pinder?
No.
You should go. It's something.
All right.
There's so much of Ryan's life that I would like to change. Oh, man.
Start plucking.
You know what, though? It's going to happen. We're going to go on a road trip. It's all part of a master plan.
Okay. I'm going to cut some chicken's heads.
No, the RV is going to happen, and we're going on a Saskatchewan road trip, and we're going to hit some hot spots and do live shows on the road, and it's going to be something. Yep.
All right. Well, as long as you got brown whiskey.
Get her all sponsored up. Get some brown whiskey. Get back to Saskatchewan. Oh, yeah, buddy.
I got another idea.
Do you?
Olympic idea.
Oh.
Can't even say that word.
Why?
I dare you.
Why, what's your idea?
What's wrong? I can't say that word?
Oh, I think it's crazy. Fine. They're going to come after you.
What?
Who's coming after me?
Oh, the rights holders. My goodness.
You're fine, Ryan. What do you
no,
want?
No. I can say that word.
Sure you can.
I think we should have an Everyman's Olympic event. So all the Olympic, well, we won't. I think it has to be a summer Olympics though, because we don't have a ski jump. So whatever's
going
on,
Calgary, we do
that day. We organize. We go downtown. We just walk around and say we're going to give you $100 to participate, and if you win, you get the gold medal.
You're
going to pay me $100 to do this? All right.
Yeah, we got to get people, and then we sign them up for the ski jump or the. See, we need a ski hill then, too, slalom.
We have that, too, yeah.
That might be easier for the Summer Olympics, because they can sprint and jump. And
I feel like you haven't put enough thought into this. I feel like
you
just
copied
the
Olympic events with regular people.
Yeah. All right, fine.
And videoing it.
Yeah.
Putting on the YouTubes.
The YouTubes are big, I hear.
It'll be gold.
Rex's going to film.
Yeah.
Got a production crew.
You can be the announcer, Ryan.
Mm.
What? You're good at that.
Okay, all right, I'll be the announcer.
Why don't you be?
You know what? He does not have any. There's no.
I'd rather drink whiskey and laugh at people here. I'm not really sure why I want to.
You can do both.
Okay, as long as I can drink, I'll be the announcer.
This is not. We're not hoity-toity.
He doesn't like the road trip idea. He doesn't.
I don't mind the road trip idea.
Your Olympic idea.
Given the scent of the room this morning, I think you might not like the road trip idea after a day.
Crack a window.
Let him in the back.
At least you can't crack a window in here. At least I can. We'll get a sprinter van or something. We can crack the window on that thing.
Yeah, as soon as you go for a leak, it's
going on tour.
See ya.
Going on tour.
Yeah. Let's break, guys. We got the Pinder Report coming up. It is, it's Friendship Tuesday. Stephen Brunt, Frank Saravalli, Adnan Virk, all
and
coming
Sam
up.
Bennett coming up tonight.
It is Sam Bennett return.
It's Friendship Night.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, great. We'll have a montage.
And Sam, as it turns out, surprised he got traded. Which is odd for a guy who had doubled down on a trade request last year once, twice, but still was surprised when he got word that he had been traded.
Ah, you never forget your first trade, do you?
No, you don't. No, you don't. Or your first trade request.
Well, the second.
Or your second, yeah.
Confused the two.
Coming back, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer in the Morning is on right now. Sportsnet 960, The Fan, Calgary.
We got Stephen Brunt coming up, Frank Saravalli. Adnan Virk. It's a Flames game day. Get your helmet on. Gonna need it. Because the Florida Panthers, pretty good. Pretty good team and playing pretty well.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're not catching them on a, you know,
little dip.
A little dip here. No.
Like when they lost to the Senators before the, no.
4 wins in a row, 8-0-1 in their last 9. Scored 4 or more goals in 9 straight.
Mm-hmm.
Playing at home and living in the sunshine. Come on up to the cold here, boys.
That's right.
Let's see how
that's
you do.
Right.
You got a little frostbite on your toes, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Bring it on.
5-4 and what? 5 on the road.
Big
I got
deal.
More on that. Even better. Even better than that.
And what did Chucky say the other game? We'll have emotions. So we're gonna,
yeah.
I don't know.
We'll be
that.
Ready. No. We'll be ready. Don't worry about it. Don't you worry about it. Didn't worry about it. That's what he said. Fired an out and F-bomb there.
Can worry.
Don't you can worry about it. And worry about
it. Said. It's true.
It's time for the Pinder Report. It's brought to you by Motorworks, exceeding all expectations. BMW repairs and service in a state-of-the-art facility. They will meet and beat all competitors' quotes.
Yeah.
Go ahead and try. Go test Parm.
Don't even push Parm.
Test them.
They'll push back.
Really?
You can match your quote or beat it.
Let me see. You know what? Not only am I going to meet that quote, I'm going to beat it. 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast. Let's go.
Yes, indeed. It is a Calgary Flames game day against the Florida Panthers. It's the Sam Bennett Bowl, boys. Yeah. The highest draft pick in Calgary Flames history, because you can't say Flames history because people will lose their mind on the text line. That's what we learned in the night.
Atlanta's team
was well, with the four of the move. It's 4th overall. That's the highest pick for the Calgary Flames ever in a draft back in 2014. You asked out last year after bouncing around the lineup for a few seasons, and you kind of could see both sides. Sam had 5 coaches in Calgary. But he also never got close to matching that full first season of the NHL where he had 18 goals. Well, that is until the trade that went down last year. Bennett sent to Florida for a second rounder and Emil Heineman. Bennett, 38 points in 39 regular season games of the Panthers. Another 5 and 5 postseason games. And, well, he's actually looked like a totally different player alongside Jonathan Huberdeau in this wagon of an offense that the Panthers have got.
What about Emil, though?
Don't ask about Emil.
What?
Oh, good.
What?
I thought we had high hopes.
What are you talking about?
We had
you giving up already?
High hopes.
You giving up?
You like
You're
to
a quitter.
You like to see year-over-year improvement and development.
What are you saying?
He's becoming a long shot. Not to say he won't. He is far from
he's
a sure
a
thing.
Finn.
Oh.
I think.
Is he finished?
Come on.
He's finished. Don't be finished, though, Emil. Keep working. You can beat those odds. If Sam Bennett can do it, so can you, right? The Panthers extended Bennett on a 4-year, $4.425 million deal last summer.
Well, that's overpaying.
Not for a point-per-game player, Rhett, but
what?
He should be a serious weapon.
Point per game!
For the first-place Panthers in the playoffs. The team currently has the top points percentage in the entire NHL at 750.
I think it's I blame Boomer. He tried. He was running him out of town.
Is that right?
No, running him out of town. Call 911.
Had a hat trick a couple games ago. Now, still Sam Bennett. There's the odd minor you don't love and suspension here and there.
Not a point a game. It's 38 and 39.
Right.
Yeah. So. Quit bragging him up. Boom. Why did you run him out of town? I thought we were Bennett fans. Didn't we get Bennett jerseys?
We like Bennett. We like eggs. And, boy, they could use a second-line center, right? Have you noticed?
Conroy said he was going to be that he loved him.
Well, you got to love that. How do you not love Sam Bennett?
Only guy that performs in the playoffs for this team? Come on!
This is...
Get him out of here! This guy's a bum!
Some revisionist history.
Do we have the receipts? Can we bring that back and get the Sam Bennett back? You can have your Emil in the second rounder, and we'll take Bennett back.
What's the return policy here?
Yeah, how long is that valid for?
Now, I have a thought. I have a philosophy.
Oh, great. You've already... Don't throw it out there. You did it with Bennett. We got Seward.
Careful, Dean.
All right.
I have a philosophy.
Do you want to do it now or later?
I can do it later.
If it's Bennett, do it now.
It's Bennett.
Do it now.
Sort of. Hashtag blame Monahan.
Oh, boy.
What? Huh?
As for the home side, they're in the midst of their ugliest run of play this season. 2-7-1 in their last 10.
That's bad.
What does Monahan have to do with anything?
We'll get to it later.
Yeah.
Despite the skid, though, the Flames still have the second-best points percentage in the division, believe it or not.
That's good.
Yeah. Kings Law, the Ducks are losing.
Yeah.
Tonight's contest, just the second since January 6th for the Flames. Meanwhile, the Panteros of late destroying teams. You heard Dean rattle off some of the numbers. 8-0-1 in their last 9, scoring at will. 50 goals in their last 8 games.
50?
That's over 6
Come
per.
On.
Friday, they beat Dallas 7-1. The next night, fatigued, only managed 9 versus Columbus.
They're putting a 6-pack down a night. The hard way. They haven't scored fewer than 4 goals in their last 9.
50.
Yeah.
In 8 games?
They're crushing teams.
Not only is he on fire, you cannot put a fire extinguisher to that man.
That's every Panther.
That's not Florida Panther hockey. We're
Call
a trap team.
Now, hang on, Rhett. There's a silver lining here. If there's any good news about the Panthers playing in Calgary tonight, it's that they're playing in Calgary tonight. Just 3 regulation wins all year on the road. That sounds like an error. They played 14 road games, just 3 wins in regulation, and their only regulation road win since October was in Arizona. So they might beat you, but probably just in overtime. So bet the overtime.
I wonder what the all-time record is for the Panthers in Calgary.
For the Panthers in Calgary? Sorry.
Yeah. I'll bet you it's not that good.
Is that a deep thought? What the hell are you talking about?
I don't remember when.
What's going on in your head?
I'm trying to find some silver linings, Pinder.
You go look it up and let us know what you find.
How would I do that?
Definitely...
I couldn't even find the article I read yesterday. I got Boomer yelling at me.
Well, I'd start with Google and we'll work from there. It's a 7 o'clock puck drop, which means warm-up is at 6 with Lubo and Pat.
Good people.
NHL last night. Let's go, boys. We had some MLK matinee games. Detroit and Buffalo needed overtime.
Sends it across to Nick Letty, moving in. Now to Larkin in the slot. Scores! Ooh. Dylan Larkin wins it for Detroit.
I'm going to swear in the air one of these days. Yeah, jeez, that blew my doors off.
I thought the Sabres were up like 2 with 5 left.
Yeah, they had a 2-0 lead in the third.
Oh.
Late in the third.
Yeah, that one went in at about 10:21. They made it 2-1.
Hey, Dean, can I bother you for some NHL 94 music?
Oh.
Elsewhere.
What is going on?
Another matinee. Minnesota at Colorado. You want to talk about late changes?
Kirill Kaprizov to try and keep the Minnesota Wild alive. Left side circle, Kaprizov. Save made by Prentzos!
You cannot
and
put a fire.
No. Party is over.
Who wants to party?
Yeah,
that's what I want.
Well, didn't play last night, but I'm
sure
know
they
a few
did.
Guys. That, well, Duffman likes to party. Yeah. that was a 4-3 final, but the Wild charged back late to force overtime. That was a shootout win for the Avs. First game we had for you was a overtime win for the Red Wings because the guy said Larkin. No!
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
And Montreal and Arizona, boy, somebody sure was going to win this game between the worst two teams in the NHL.
Loose puck, trying to get control of it. Both teams batting away, and they score! Just off the power play, the Arizona Coyotes add another, and they regain the two-goal lead up 4-2.
Yeah, they were howling, all 23 people in attendance for this one.
Wow, the Cards were playing.
I mean, it's right next door. You could have done the double dip. No? Yeah. 5-2, your final. Arizona crunches Montreal. It's not been a good year in Montreal. But hey, you get wrong for right, maybe.
Well,
and,
they're going to win
15
the...
days in. It's not the. I mean, there's lots of time to come turn it around.
Quite a bit of eyebrow raising behavior in San Jose last night, right? Would you have a listen to this young fellow? Is he Swiss? Where is he? The Timo? Let's have a listen.
Burns cross ice. Here's the shot. Meyer, score! Burns, a turnaround shot, score! Timo Meyer on the rebound. Meyer goes for the hat trick. There's the shot. Save made. Rebound. Meyer, score! A spectacular hat trick for Timo Meyer. Carlson, now to Meyer. The shot, score! Timo Meyer's got 4 goals. Hurdle down the right, across the line. Rink wide. Meyer makes the move, shooting it. He scores! For the first time in Sharks history, a player has scored 5 goals in a game. It's Timo Meyer.
Now this
crap organization. First time ever.
It's a pretty exclusive club that we can look at some of the numbers at, Rhett. But yeah, imagine if that happened here. We'd have some sort of like Deborah from Airdrie's our $1 million score and win. Someone would have got $1 million.
Oh,
bucks
she didn't answer the question correctly. Deborah!
Debbie!
Come on, Debbie!
You blew it!
Yeah. 5 goals for Timo Meyer.
That's the puck.
Holy. It doesn't happen often. We'll get into the history later. Chicago, Seattle, shootout.
On scoring, mano a mano on Marc-Andre Fleury. He scores! Hey, hey! What do you say? Donskoy has scored! The Kraken win in shootout!
Is that Duffman?
That's the other guy.
Didn't sound like Duffman.
It did sound like Donskoy scored, which is a little bit deceiving because it was a shootout goal and he has 0 goals this year.
Zero?
Yes.
Holy,
so there's two ways to look at it.
How much fun we'd have with that.
There's two ways to look at it. Pretty cheap right now.
Yeah.
But also, hell's going on there.
What's going on right now?
Eunice. Yeah, like 30 with the Avs. Like, blink, whoops, I got 30. And then, oh, 0 next year. What's going on? He and Grubauer are screwing that team.
They are screwing
them. They're double agents. Flyers and Islanders.
Grabbed there by Bailey, fresh out of the penalty box. To Nelson in the high slot. Brock, shoot, scores! Oh, there's that wicked wrist shot from Brock Nelson!
Brock Lobster!
He is the Brock Lobster.
He is, and he leads the team with 12. Not a lot. Nashville, St. Louis, it was Pronger night. Not a good start, though, boys. Down 2-0. How could you do Chris like that, huh? How could you?
Blues put it in front. They score. Barbashev taps it in on a feed from Shen. Blues
in. Score! What a shot! What a shot by Braden Shin! In a rush with Barbashev. He scores! Barbashev ahead of Steve. They center, they score! Ivan Barbashev over to Braden Shin. And Shin with his second of the game gives the Blues a 5-3 lead.
Yeah, so they made amends after the rough start. 5-3 final, the Blues beat the Nashvilles. And the Penguinos, they rallied as well to beat Vegas 5-3. Let's have a listen.
Matheson, left point, wrist shot, blocked atop the crease, still loose in the blue paint, centered in front by Gensel, he tucks it in at the near post and scores! Jake Gensel, a tremendous individual effort, has put the Penguins in front for the first time tonight.
That's one for the Rusty. No. Tonight, no. Winnipeg at Washington.
You want fries with that?
Buffalo, Ottawa.
Shooting for the Stanley Cup,
love
no
it.
Less.
Islanders, Flyers.
Lobster.
Oh, he's hot right now. Carolina, up. Boston.
El Nino is Spanish for the Nino.
Vancouver, Nashville. Bruce, there it is. Montreal, Dallas.
Train me right now.
That's John Klimberg. He's really not.
Is that who was?
Out of that. And all the Habs, on, actually, John. Interestingly. Tampa, LA as well.
Tampa Bay.
NFL last night, we had the Rams and the Cards, and Rhett sure liked the home team. Don't know that the fans disagree. They like the home team, too.
Gets the shotgun snap, looking left, throwing left. OBJ left back corner, leaping up, pulls it down, feet down, touchdown! Odell Beckham Jr., the jump ball!
It wasn't close. The Rams win. We're tight on time. Here's the slate for next weekend. Saturday is Cincinnati, Tennessee, 2:30, 6:15, San Fran, Green Bay from the Tundra at Lambeau Field. Sunday, 1 o'clock, Rams, Bucks, 4:30,
the
Bills,
tundra.
Chiefs. It will be frozen. It's cold. NBA, Raptors fall in Miami, 104-99. It was supposed to be the Kyle Lowry love it, but personal reasons. Nope. Tyler Hero, Chris Boucher led their respective teams at 23 points. Raptors a half game back in the final playoff spot. They're in Dallas tomorrow. And finally at the Aussie Open.
Another game for Milosz!
Milosz isn't playing. But Felix Auger-Aliassime hung
done
in tight.
This Milosz guy?
He's got a lot of injuries. He's rehabbing. He'll be back. He won the fourth and fifth sets to narrowly escape defeat.
I still feel very good. Well,
maybe you got to suck it up if you want to win, bud.
Leilani Fernandez defeated by an unseeded Australian. She's never won in Melbourne in the big draw. And Chapo in action today, 6:15.
What about that other girl, the blonde girl? She still play?
The blonde girl. That's the Pinder Report.
Brought to you by Motorworks, exceeding all expectations. BMW repairs and service at a state-of-the-art facility. They will meet and beat all competitors' quotes. 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast.
Capriati?
Steffi Graf? No, she's not playing.
The Canadian!
Martina Navratilova.
Oh, God.
Stephen Brunt coming up. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.